another crusade against crime. Tonight's episode of Gangbusters was made possible in part by a grant from the Bank of New York, the bank that manages money.
Now, Gangbusters, presented in cooperation with police and federal law enforcement departments throughout the United States, the only national program that brings you authentic police case histories. Gangbusters has asked the Honorable Garner Robinson, Sheriff of Davidson County, Tennessee, to narrate by proxy tonight's case. Sheriff Robinson, before we begin tonight's case, I think the Gangbusters audience would like to know that later in the program, we will hear from the Des Moines young woman who recognized the dangerous fugitive from the description given on a Gangbusters clue and was responsible for his apprehension.
I'm anxious to hear myself, Don Gardner. You know, the alertness of Gangbusters listeners in helping apprehend these fugitives is really amazing. It's a tremendous help to us law enforcement officers.
Thanks, Sheriff Robinson. Now, I know that the Gangbusters case tonight involves a problem on which police officials must make frequent and difficult decisions. Well, how does tonight's case relate to this problem, Sheriff Robinson?
According to our records, Don, the first pertinent event occurred early this year in the city of Flint, Michigan. About 10 o'clock one evening, a young woman opened the door to the Hillside Cafe, a bar. She stepped inside, closed the door, and looked around. After a moment, she walked through the crowd to a table in the corner where another woman, a few years older, sat alone.
Bag pack?
No, not yet, Stella.
Don't stand there. Sit down. You want something to drink?
Stella, what do you think?
About what?
About going.
Give me a chance to get out of this town, and I'm going. There's nothing here for me but misery.
Well, I'm not so happy myself, you know.
But your bag isn't packed.
It's different with him. You've known Andy Monks a long time. You know the kind of fellow he is, never. I haven't been out with Chuck, but only once.
He thinks enough of you to ask you around, doesn't he?
Sure, but...
What's the matter? Don't you like him? He looks all right to me.
Oh, I like him like this. I'm afraid...
Afraid of what? Get wise to yourself, honey. You never get any place being afraid. Okay, here's your chance.
Supposing it doesn't work out you want it.
Then we'll come back. What do we got to lose?
Sure, you can say that. But if I leave, I've got to stay away. Worse than ever when I came back. You know something? Chuck's sort of a funny guy.
I never noticed.
I didn't like him at first. He looked so mean.
He turned out all right, didn't he?
Sure. But he still looks mean. Like he wouldn't take much to make him mad.
I don't think you have to worry.
Much. I'd sure like to go.
Then why don't you? What are you debating?
All right, I will.
Now you're thinking straight. Go on home and get packed. I'll call the boys and tell them what happened.
Telephone, Chuck.
Well, go on, answer.
Closer?
Go on, will you?
I might sit down. Well, this is a barber shop.
Have you ever stayed at a hotel with a barber shop?
I'm looking forward to the day.
Who is it?
Stella. Hi, baby.
Chuck's there, huh?
Yeah. How'd you make out?
She'll call on.
Okay, that solves everything.
What'd she say, Moats? Lucy going with us?
Just a second, Stella. Yeah, Lucy's going. Stella says something.
Okay, make it snappy. We've got work to do.
Yeah. Hello, Stella. I gotta make it snappy.
Hey, look, I'm telling you right now, honey. I don't like the idea.
Well, who does?
If it don't work, it's no skin off my back.
It'll be okay, baby.
Yeah, well, I'm going now to get Lucy. Where do we meet you?
Just a second. Hey, Chuck, she wants to know where to meet us.
Tell her to get the black sedan off the lot.
Get the black sedan off the lot, baby.
Yeah.
Drive out the old hollow road, wait at the spot I showed her.
Drive out the old hollow road and wait at the spot Chuck showed you.
Okay, what time?
What time, Chuck?
Between midnight and a quarter after.
Between midnight and a quarter after, baby.
All right. We'll all be there. The sedan and Lucy. And Lucy's nursing.
Come on, babe.
Come on, will you? You gotta go, Stella. I'll see you. Come on, let's get moving.
Just a second, Sean. Stella don't like the idea of Lucy.
Well, that makes the dream, and I don't like the idea of Stella much.
How can you say that? She's my baby. I leave her here. It's like cutting off a pigeon.
Look, we made a bargain. No Lucy, no Stella.
But at least Stella is wise. She knows what's going on. She knows what we're after. But this Lucy's liable to be a problem.
Then she'll be my problem. Come on. I close this door in 20 minutes.
Wait a minute, will you? When she starts asking questions, what are you going to say? What are you going to tell her? You're a traveling salesman or something?
I'm not going to say a thing, and neither are you, and neither is Stella. We stick up this guy tonight, we throw him into the car, we take him along till we meet the girl, then we dump him. But Lucy, think what she wants. But the first crack out of you, or out of Stella, and the whole deal's over. Is that straight?
Why do you need a thing?
Is it straight?
Yeah, straight.
Okay. Now let's go out and make some traveling expenses.
Stella, they said a little after midnight.
Mm-hmm. How much after midnight is it?
Are you sure they said the old hollow road here?
They'll be along, Lucy. Don't worry. You want some music? These new models got good radios.
No. I think we have to go home now.
I told you, they'd be here.
Well, I hope so. You have any idea where we're going?
I don't know. South, I guess.
More.
What difference does it make? We're going.
This is a funny place for them to meet us. What's the matter with that?
Hey, look, honey, let's get something settled. If you're going to be a question box this whole trip, we got to come to an understanding right now.
I'm sorry, Stella. It's just that I'm kind of...
Car.
Is it them?
I think so. Yeah, it's them.
Who's that other man in the car with
her? I don't know, honey. And I wouldn't ask.
Why not?
There you go with the questions again. Here's Chuck. And I'm glad to see you.
I am glad.
Hello, girls.
Hello, Chuck.
Well, sweetheart, you all set to travel?
Sure. Like it so.
Go on, Lucy. We'll ride in the back. Ruth will drive.
All right, Chuck.
Suitcases are in the trunk, Chuck.
Good. There, that guy will keep for a while, Chuck. Get in and drive. You're going to like yourself, Lucy.
I sure hope so.
I'm going to show you the best time you ever had in your life. Yeah. We're off.
Yeah? A bigger and fuller life.
Chuck.
Yeah, kiddo.
Who was that other man?
What other man?
You know, in the car you came in.
You're a little bit mixed up, Lucy. There wasn't another man.
Oh, Chuck, I saw him with my... Okay.
Yeah. We might as well start off right. I'm going to give you a little pocket money so you won't have to run it for Nick.
Oh, gee, thanks, Chuck.
Look at it close.
It's $100.
And all in one piece.
Oh, gee, I never saw $100 bill before. Except in the movies. And then, will you? Thanks, Chuck.
Oh, what do I get for it?
Kiss you,
Ian? Yeah, I mean.
All right.
Sure. We're off to a great start, kiddo. I like you around. Just stay like you are, and you can be around for a long time. I got big plans.
In business, you mean?
Yeah, kiddo. In business. Awful big plans.
So, Don, after obtaining $2,000 in this midnight robbery in Flint, Michigan, Chuck Craig, Andy Moats, and their women... The criminals anticipated new crimes, and the women looked forward to the adventure of travel. But all was soon to learn that a car racing bullets is anything but adventure.
Now, back to Gangbusters. You were telling us, Sheriff Robinson, that the criminals Chuck Craig and Andrew Moats pulled a $2,000 robbery in Flint, Michigan, then headed south in the company of the young women Stella and Lucy.
That's right, Don. They drove leisurely through Indiana and Kentucky, carefully looking for holdup victims. Finally, they arrived in Nashville, Tennessee, where one night the two couples went dancing at one of the largest nightclubs in the South. For Craig and Moats, the nightclubbing was not entirely the pleasure. They were looking the place over with a view toward staging a robbery there later. At the moment, the band had just finished a set of numbers. Waiting for Chuck and Lucy to return from the dance floor, Moats and Stella sat at their table.
All right. So I'm complaining. What do you expect me to do?
Ah, Stella, cut it out, will you?
Oh, what does he think she is, a little angel or something? Lucy can't know this. Don't let Lucy find out that. Yes, me, she knows more than the three of us put together, and she's just smart enough to make herself the center of the show.
Look, there's only one thing to worry about. As long as she sticks around, Chuck says you can, too.
You got it, Jim.
Okay, here they come.
Hey, aren't you two dancing?
No, honey. I don't get any pleasure out of having this ox walk all over me.
Who's an ox?
Get a chance to look around the place, Mom?
What kind of a chance? How long we been here?
We just spot.
Yeah, he's over at the bar.
Good. Look, why don't you two girls go powder your nose, huh?
Sure. Come on, Lucy.
Oh, gee, I want to finish my drink.
Come on, honey. Let's powder our nose.
All right.
We'll be back right away.
Okay, Moats. See if you can catch the guy's eye.
Yeah. We got it. He's coming over.
How much do you think we can get out of this joint, Moats?
Chuck, look.
Huh?
And don't you think this Lucy business is going far enough?
What do you mean, far enough?
I mean, either she's with us or she ain't. I can't go peeking around corners to see if she's there before I open my mouth.
I like it the way it is.
Yeah, but why tie ourselves down? Stella says
she... Who cares what Stella says?
What do you see in this, Lucy? She's a blank.
All right, she's a blank, but she's okay for me. I like him that way. All right, here he is.
Hi, fellas. What's doing? Anything?
Sit down, Monty.
Oh, yeah, thanks. I didn't want to come over with the dames yet.
Well, what about it?
Nothing about it. I've been scouting around, see? I know this Nashville town. Know a lot of people.
All right, so you know a lot of people. What about this joint?
Steer clear, Alex. It's a bum deal.
That'd be a cinch.
You see, you ask my advice and you know everything.
What's the matter with this place, Marty? The
joint's always full of cops, city guys, deputies, you know. Lots of them come in for a good time when they're all... It's loaded with cops right now.
Yeah?
You'd never make it. Never in a million years.
Okay. And we won't even try.
Smart. Smart.
We're running kind of low, Chuck.
How about a bank? You got anything against banks?
Looks good. We're interested.
This one, you got no trouble.
If there's no trouble, there's no dough.
Plenty, plenty of dough. Come here.
Yeah.
Good, let's be. You ever hear of Goodlettsville?
No, where's that?
Not far in the county. The bank there. A cinch, believe me, a cinch.
I don't believe in cinches.
Four people tops. That's all you got to worry about. Four people. Oh, burglary alarm, yeah. One of them kind that rings downtown. Gives you plenty of time. You can handle a bank like that.
Well, look it over.
10% for the finger. 10%.
I deal.
Well, I gotta go. I got a date.
Okay.
Well, look it over, huh? Look it over.
We will, Monty.
I'm seeing you around.
How long do you have to be in a racket before you get that way?
Don't worry about him. He knows this town. He's a handy guy to have around.
Yeah, but what about this bank, Chuck? All banks are set up.
That sounds pretty good. If it looks as good as it sounds, we make it.
To
get it.
Well, sure, can't you fix the car after breakfast? Table's all set.
Well, we might as well wait for Ma. She'll be back any second.
Oh, gee, I hope so. I'm starved. Well, guess I'll go back in the cabin and tell
Stella. Wait a minute, Lucy.
Yeah?
Go look in the glove compartment. You'll find another pair of pliers. Get them for me, will you, honey?
Sure. Hey, where did Mark go?
He had something to do.
So early? This glove compartment?
Is there another one?
Oh, I want to be sure. You want...
Oh. Well, bring me the pliers. I'm waiting.
I can't, Chuck.
What do you mean you can't?
I didn't know there were guns in there. I'm afraid to touch those guns.
Guns won't bite you.
What do you need them for? I didn't know you had any guns.
Well, we do a lot of traveling, Davey. We gotta have them for protection.
Oh.
Now, you just forget about those guns. Ah, oh, there's Mark.
Whose car's that? Where do you get it?
Well, he borrowed it from a friend in town. We got important business days this morning. We need two cars.
Oh.
Now, you go on in and tell Stella we'll be ready for breakfast in a minute.
How you like the new place? Neat, huh? Hi, Lucy.
Morning. Well, I'll tell Stella you're about ready.
What's eating her?
Nothing. Skip it. Don't you have any trouble?
Mm, kind of trouble. The garage door was open, the keys were in the ignition. I walked in and drove away.
Okay.
You know, Chuck, that burglar alarm in this job's got me worried.
Oh, let him hit the alarm. There won't be a cop closer than 5 minutes away. We can be out of there in 2 minutes flat. But remember, the bank's going to be no cinch for the two of us to handle. We got to be on our toes from the second we pull up to the time we drive away. Now, let's go and have a fight.
It's for me. I know what works better on a full stomach.
Yeah, they need plenty. We've got plenty of a job on our hands.
Quiet.
A couple of customers, I think, Dame.
Read them.
Okay, girls. Keep quiet. Quiet.
Come in and shut the door. Walk over there with the rest of them. Go on, walk with it. Away. Keep it up and you won't get hurt.
Get them all in the closet. I'll get the dough.
Right.
And fast. I think they touched off the alarm.
Come on, walk you too.
Come on, audience. Get over there. Get over there.
Go on, in the closet. Get in there. On your guides, make it snappy.
Now look in here.
Get in.
I'll go.
So you go on. Now all of you, keep quiet. Let's see what's inside of a gun. Draw in, Pat.
Okay.
How's it take?
Good. Watch out, I'm coming on the route.
Come on.
All right, let's get out of here. Take your time, walk to the car. They turn the alarm button. It'll be okay. Hold up the door.
Looks all right on the street.
Okay, open up.
Watch your fly, bang.
Walk to the car.
Looks like we're gonna make it.
Go on, get it started.
Much go about. Get it moving. Get it.
I don't know.
I got an idea. gas gauge.
It was full when we started. I put in 14 gallons.
One of those shots must have hit the tank.
Yeah. Hey, how about it? We can't stay here on the road. We're like sitting ducks.
No. Come on.
I could go back to that station for some gas.
Don't be crazy. Take your coat off.
What?
Take it off.
Okay.
Now, look. We separate and walk back to the cabin. The cops won't think anything of one guy alone and in shirt sleeves. Now, you get back there as soon as you can, and then we'll pull out.
Okay.
Okay. You know, cut through the rope. Hey. See these woods? We'll cut through there. You go that way, and I'll hit through here.
Just a minute. Let's split up the dough, just in case of a tie.
We haven't got time. I'll see you at the cab.
I want the dough split up now.
Look, do you want the dough, or do you want to get nailed? I'll carry it back, and we'll cut it up there. I'm getting you.
Back to Gangbusters.
Lucy.
Yeah?
What are you sitting there dreaming for? Get packed. The boy said we'll pull him out as soon as they get back.
Okay, Stella.
Now, what's the matter with you?
I don't know. I got a funny feeling.
Ah. Get packed.
You know, Chuck had a couple of guns in the glove compartment.
No kidding.
Going to look at them again after they left. They took the gun.
Well, don't you worry your little head about it. Just get packed.
Stella. What do they really do? For business, I mean.
Look, who are you kidding?
No, really.
You put on this dumb act for 3 weeks now. Chuck can't see through you, I can.
What do you mean?
You're not so stupid you don't know what's going on around you.
Well, what's going on?
Sure, you've got everything to gain. If you play dumb, you've got a good answer for the cops when the time comes.
What has the police got to do with it?
Good.
I don't understand.
The boys are out sticking up a bank right now. As if you didn't know.
Well, what?
Hi.
Come on, Chuck.
We're in trouble. We've got to move fast.
Where's Moats?
He'll be along.
Chuck, you didn't, did you?
I didn't what?
She's kidding me. He didn't hold up any back.
Don't let her put anything over on you, Chuck. She knew all the time. How could she miss?
I didn't, Chuck. I didn't.
What's the idea, Stella?
She didn't fool me a minute.
It's a good thing I don't have time to go into this right now. Come on, let's get the stuff in the car.
I'm staying right here. I'm not going anywhere.
You can do what I tell you.
I won't. I...
All right, get him up. Every window's covered.
Okay, we won't try anything.
Welcome to the sheriff's office. Your partner was right that you'd come back. He's been waiting for you.
I didn't know anything about it until just this minute.
That's right, copper. She's queen.
Don't let her kid you.
The kidding is over for all of you. From now on, it's all serious business. Come on, and join your friend Moats in the lockup.
Well, Don, that was how this gang of bank robbers was broken up only a few hours after they staged the holdup. Craig and Moats each received terms of 71 years, which they're now serving in the state prison at Nashville.
But what about the girls, Stella and Lucy, Sheriff Robinson?
In Stella's case, Don, the fact that she had guilty knowledge of what her companions were up to was quite obvious to John Cole and Jim Richardson, investigators for Attorney General J. Carlton Luther. She was sentenced to a term of 1 to 5 years, which she is now serving. With Lucy, it was a different matter. The criminals insisted they kept all knowledge of their activities from her. So she was released in custody of her parents and returned to Michigan.
Well, thank you, Sheriff Robinson. And Gangbusters, congratulations to the police officers who participated in the apprehension of these criminals. Now, as a special feature, Gangbusters presents an interview with a young woman who helped apprehend Chaz Robert Henderson, indicted for grand larceny in King County, state of Washington, whom she recognized from a Gangbusters clue. And here she is from the studios of KRMT, ABC's outlet in Des Moines, Iowa.
Hi, this is Ralph Cullender, age 24, and the wife of a doctor and World War II Air Corps veteran.
And you recognized Chaz Robert Henderson, the fugitive wanted by Seattle authorities.
Yes, I did, Mr. McKeown. The clue on the Gangbusters program 4 weeks back said that Henderson had the letters True Love tattooed on the back of his fingers and that he might seek work as an electrician. Well, I was working for the Keith Electric Construction Company here in Des Moines.
And Henderson actually walked into your office a week ago?
Yes. And he asked for a job as an electrician, just as it said he might on Gangbusters. Then he rested his hands on the office railing and I saw the tattoo. I wanted to scream.
But you didn't.
No, I ushered him into the office of our vice president, Mr. Timon, for an interview. I signaled Mr. Timon to stall him there. While Mr. Timon stalled him, I called the police. When Henderson walked out, he walked right into the arms of two detectives.
Well, you were observant and cool-headed, Mrs. Cullender.
I remember the point in the gangbusters' clue that affected me. The fact that Cass Robert Henderson might seek work as an electrician.
On behalf of gangbusters, I congratulate you, Mrs. Cullender, and award you this check for $200.
Thank you, Mr. McCune, and thanks to gangbusters. My husband and I can use the money. We are expecting a baby, and I'm leaving my job July 1st.
Well, good luck, Mrs. Ralph Cullender. Now, this is Charles McEwen, transcribed from the studios of KRNT Des Moines, Iowa, and switching you back to Gangbusters in New York.
Tonight's case was dramatized by Stanley Niss and directed by William Sweet, with Ted DeCorsia and Susan Douglas in leading roles. Don Gardner speaking. Gangbusters is a Philip H. Lord production.